Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nida Daf Lamed Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins from the very bottom line of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. It says, Kol Achadosor Yoim B'Cheskas Taro. All 11 days after the Nida period lapses, the woman has the status of being considered Tahora. The Gemara itself will look into what the meaning of this statement is. But just to review the basic approach to this particular sukkah and calculation, remember the 7-11 cycle. A woman, when she first sees blood, the monthly menstrual cycle, she becomes Tmeah for 7 days. After those 7 days lapse, for the next 11 days, she is into what is called Yemei Ziva. Those are days she can potentially become a Zava Gedola. When those 11 days pass, and she had not seen any blood, the next sighting of blood will be Nida blood. It would make her into a Nida. And at that point, the Nida cycle will restart. 7 days, followed by 11 days. The Mishnah made reference to those 11 days after the 7 Nida days. And it said that she is considered Bechezkas Tahora. She has a status of being Tahora. Continuing now at the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Yashva Velo Bodka. This is a statement referring to women in general that sat and did not check themselves. There was a general expectation, as we've learned many, many times in this Masichta, that a woman checks herself out every morning and evening. We're describing here a woman that did not check herself out. Shigaga, Nansa, Hezida. Whether it is because she forgot, or it was because of onus, some type of uncontrolled circumstances, or simply out of laziness, knowing that she didn't check herself. Velo bodka, tahora. She has the status of being tahora. Higia shas vesta velo bodka. If the expected time for a blood sighting arrived and she didn't check herself out, hare zu tamea. Then the fact that the fixed time for her to see came past and she didn't check herself, she has the status of being Tameya anyway. The Rashi points out, Dorech Bezmano Bo, the cycle is assumed to come at its predicted time. Rabbi Meir Omer Im Hoiso B'machboi V'higia Shas Vesto V'lo Bodko, if she was in hiding because of some circumstances of fear of bandits or some type of military pressure or oppression or siege, and the fixed time came, Velo Bodka, and she did not check herself out, Hare Zu Tahora, Mipnei Shecharodim Misalekis Es Hadomim. She enjoys the status of remaining Tahora because long-term fear removes or prevents the expected blood from flowing. Avol yemei hazov v'hazova v'shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim harei elu b'cheskas tuma. The yemei hazov is a reference to yemei hasfira. These are days concerning a man or a woman after they experience their respective discharges, and are expected to observe 7 clean days, those days are assumed to have blood flowing unless she checks herself or he checks himself from his Zov sighting to make sure that it's not there. And the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is a situation where the woman is during the 11 Ziva potential days and she had experienced a blood flow on a given day. A singular blood flow during the 11 Ziva days requires her to keep the next day Betara. And if she doesn't check herself, she is considered being Temea. Lemai Hilchasa. Looking at the opening of the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, what is the purpose of that statement that for the 11 days after the Nidus, she's Becheskes Tara? So before we go on in the Gemara, we should take note of the topic heading and structural notes that accompany this sugya in the outside margin. Under the Noseh heading, we have written, Kol Yud Aleph Yom Achar Nidus Hi Becheskes Tara. For the 11 days after the Nidus period, she has the status of being Tahora. And the Mivneh, the structural note, indicates the use of the diamonds that you see in our Gemara. You may even skim down the space between the Gemara and the Rashi, and you'll notice numbering from 1 through 4. Those are 4 Hezberim Lehanal, 4 explanations of the topic that we just mentioned. What does the Mishnah mean when it speaks about the 11 days being the Cheskes Tara? So now, turning to the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Loimar, this phrase, it means She'eino Tzricha Bedika, that during the 11 days between the Nidus, the 11 Zava days, she doesn't need the morning and evening checking. The Gemara asks, V'ha, midiktoni seifa, yashva v'lo bodka, from the fact that the seifa, the latter part of the Mishnah, the continuation of the Mishnah, if you will, says that if she did not check herself out, that expression, yashva v'lo bodka, indicates, michlal, from this we would infer, the lechatchila baya bodka, that she, at the outset, as a first choice, as a preferred choice, she would require bedika. So how can you say that during those 11 days that she does not need to check herself out when the Mishnah's language suggests that as a preference, she does need to check? The Gemara answers, Seifo asa'on limei nida v'hochi ka'omar. Seifa of the Mishnah that we just quoted of Yoshua Lobotka is a reference to the days after the 11 days of Ziva. And thusly, we should read the Mishnah. Kol Yud Aleph Becheskes Tara Velo Baya Bedika. As the Mishnah said in its opening, the 11 Zava days, she has a status of being Tahora and does not need to engage in the checking. And the Rashi explains, Shnistalku Demel Benidusa Fiyotsu, that whatever blood she may have had has left her during the Nidus, and that was for the 7 Nida days. Now we're in the 11 succeeding days. She does not have any blood, metama nature. It's gone. It went out. And therefore she doesn't need to check. Havol Bimei Nidosa. But when those 11 days pass and the body rejuvenates itself, so she returns to a state whereby she needs to engage in the checkings. Because at that point we say the Nida blood could flow once again. Yashva v'lobotka, shoga nensav hezida v'lobotka, tahora. If she, however, did not check herself out during the post 11 days, we'll call it the reinstated Nida potential days, then we say she is Tahora, even though she didn't check. So it's regarding those days, the days after the 11 days, that we say Lechatchila, she should check. However, It goes without saying that if the Vesis time goes by and she did not check, then she would be considered Tamei. The Vesis, once again, is the expected time that that a woman has of seeing blood, the expected, the cyclical time, the recurring time that this woman has for seeing blood. If that time goes by, then she would be, and she doesn't check herself, she'd be becheskas tameah. Rav Chisda Omar, Rav Chisda, a second approach to explaining the opening of the Mishnah, loy tzricha elo l'Rabbi Meir. The Omar, the opening of the Mishnah is needed for the purpose of showing us Shitas Rabbi Meir, that says Isha Shein Lo Vesis Asura L'Shamesh. He has a general statement that a woman that does not have a fixed time for seeing blood, that means that she could have a blood appearance at any time, unannounced. It's also for her to engage in intimacy. So that's his, that's Rabbi Meir's statement. Well, Hani Mili, the Mishnah here tells us that that is true, Bimei Nidosa. That's with regard to days that she could become a Nida. Avo Bimei Zivosa, if, however, you're in the days that follow her having been a Nida, namely those 11 days that follow after a woman experienced the Nida period, Becheskas Tara Kaimo. She has the status of being Tahora, and she would be allowed to be with her husband. You'll notice now in our markings we have triangles that appear over the next few lines. Under our Mivneh heading, we have noted these are Sidroshel Kushios Aizberoshel Rav Chisda, a series of questions that will appear on the Rav Chisda explanation. So now we continue. Ihachi, if this is true, Amai Omer Rabbi Meir Yotzi Velo Yachziroi Lomis, that a man who's married to a woman that does not have a vesis, she doesn't have a fixed time for seeing blood, the man is expected to divorce her and not take her back ever again. If, after all, you're saying that she is permissible to be with him in intimacy during the Yemei Ziva, why should he divorce her? The Gemara answer. We should mention, for those who might have any doubt about this, it is a very high-level prohibition for a man to engage in intimacy with his wife when she is in a state of tumah that's related to blood flows, specifically nida blood flows. So here we're saying that there's an option for them to be together during the Yemei Ziva. Why must he divorce her? Answer, Dilma Asya L'Kulkula B'Mei Nida. If you have a couple that engages in intimacy during specific days, they could forget themselves and engage themselves during the Yemei Nida, and that's a point in time when she could mess him up. Mess him up by having this unexpected blood flow, because we're dealing with a woman, She'ein Lo Vesis. So to play it safe, we tell them to part ways. The Gemara asks, "Ha mikatoni seifa?" But from the fact that the seifa of this Mishnah says higia shas vesto v'lo bodka, when her fixed time came and she didn't check herself out, that's a quote from the Mishnah. Mechlada beisha sheyesh lo vesis askinon. It must be that we're dealing with a woman that does have a fixed time for seeing blood flows. The Gemara. So how can you say that the Mishnah is featuring Shitas Rabbi Meir concerning a woman that does not have a fixed time, a vesis? The Gemara answers, Chisurei Mechzura V'Achi Kotoni. We reread the Mishnah as with the following understanding, as follows. Kol Yud Aleph, all 11 days, Becheskas Tara V'Sharia L'Balo, and she's allowed, she has a Cheskas Tara, status of being Torah, and she's Muteris to her husband. Uvimei Nida Asura, but during the Nida days, she is forbidden. Bamed V'Mamurim, when is this said? Be'isha She'ein Lo Vesis. That's with regard to a woman that does not have a fixed time, or fixed date, fixed situation, that during which she sees blood. Aval yesh lo veses, if you're dealing with a woman that has a fixed time for seeing blood, muteres utzricha b'dika. She is muter to her husband, and she requires to do a checking. Yoshva v'lo bodka, if she simply did not check herself out, shigoga, nansa, hezida, v'lo bodka, for whatever reason she just did not check herself out, tahora. She has the status of being tahora. Higia shas vesta v'lo bodka tameo. However, if the fixed time for seeing blood passed and she did not check herself out, then she is Tamea. She has the status, or she is considered Tamea. So at this point, then, we have successfully read the Mishnah in the spirit of Rebbe Meir, as Rav Chisda suggested. The Gemara asks, "Homi de Seifa Rebbe Meir, Reisho Lav Rebbe Meir." But is it not so from the fact that Rebbe Meir appears in the Seifa, then the Reisho is not Rebbe Meir? You'll notice that we have a little star to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and a parallel star on the upper part of the page near the line, the third line from the top, and you see Rebbe Meir appears over there. So the Seifa of the Mishnah has Rebbe Meir featured in it. It must be then that the Reisha is not Rebbe Meir. And so the question here is, how could Rav Chisda say — you'll notice we have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text — how could Rav Chisda tell us that the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah, is highlighting or illustrating Shitas Rebbe Meir when he makes his first appearance only in the Seifa, the end of the Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Kula Rebbe Meir he. The entire Mishnah is in the spirit, or is taught by Rebbe Meir, V'hochi Ka'amar. And thusly, one would continue reading the Mishnah. Im lo hoisu b'machboi, if a woman was not in hiding, V'giya shas vesta, and the fixed time for her sighting of blood came, the low bald gun, she did not check herself out, Tamea, she would be considered Tamea. Sherry Meir, Rebbe Meir holds, Imhoisiba Machbo, Vigia Shazvesva Lobotka Tahora. Rebbe Meir holds that if she was in hiding and the fixed time for blood sighting came and went and she did not check herself out, then she is Tahora. Shecharoda Misalekes Es Adomim. Because the fear that a woman experiences, the fear and tension that a woman experiences, has the power of restraining the blood from flowing. Rava Omar, again a diamond, number 3, he explains the opening of the Mishnah. Lomar, this comes to tell us, the Mishnah that says all 11 days she's Becheskas Tara, comes to teach, She'eno Mitama Me'es Le'es, that there will be no retroactive tumah, the 24-hour retroactive tumah that is imposed on the woman and things she touched when she has a blood sighting. So that halacha of tumas meis leis, the retroactive tumah, won't apply to a blood sighting during the 11 zova days. Meisfei, the Gemara asks, Hanido v'hazova v'ashimers yom k'neged yom v'yoledes, Kulon metamois me'es le'es. Here you have Beferush, a statement that says that the Zava, which means, as Rashi says, this is a reference to the one who sees during the 11 days any blood. So that is exactly our topic. And those women in this list all are retroactively. So Tiufta, this is a repudiation of Rava's answer. Rav Huna bar Chia, there's another girsa that reads the name here as Chia bar Rav Huna. Omar Shmuel, quotes Shmuel, and says, Lomar, this opening phrase of the Mishnah teaches me She'eno koivas loveses besoch yamei zivosa, that a woman does not establish a fixed pattern of blood sightings through sightings that appear during the Yemei Ziva. The note we have to the outside margin features this point as our nosei, and we also indicate at Sof HaPerek this topic will preoccupy the Gemara till the end of the Perek, namely till the end of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we've written Im isho kivas vesta besoch yemei nidusa besoch yemei zivasa. Does a woman establish, or is a woman capable of establishing, a blood sighting pattern in as a result, or based on sightings that appear during yemei nidus, or based on sightings that appear during the yemei ziva? In general, this idea of a fixed pattern, let's just say something on a very superficial basis. Imagine that we have a woman that every first of the month she experiences a blood flow. So we would say that this woman has a veses kavua for the first of the month. You can speak about a woman that experiences a blood flow every 22 days. So this woman knows that as day 22 arrives since her last blood sighting, she would be considered Tameah. What about a woman that has a blood sighting on a fixed basis, but one of the days that creates the series of sightings comes out during Yemei Ziva? An example of that might be a woman that sees blood every 15 days. So the first time she sees blood, call that day one, she becomes a Nida. What does that mean for us? That means she's Tameah for 7 days. And for the next 11 days, after that, she enters what's called Yemei Ziva. So from day 7 plus 11, there you have a span of 18 days. 7 plus 11, 18 days. Let's say a woman has a recurring blood sighting every 15 days. Well, if on day 1 she had a blood sighting making her a Nida, the next blood sighting that comes out would be toward the end of her Yemei Ziva. She would be, for our purposes, day 15 in effect would be the 8th day of her Ziva days. Does that blood sighting enable her to form a pattern of blood sighting? A pattern we should have mentioned earlier, but it's never too late. A pattern is formed by 3 sightings, either 3 sightings or 3 gaps in blood sightings. So in our case that we just gave was a woman who sees blood sighting every 15 days. Part of that series would include Yemei Ziva as being the basis of establishing the pattern. So Shmuel says that the opening of the Mishnah that says a woman every time the 11 Ziva days come about, she's Becheskes Tara, it means that she cannot establish a Veses through blood sightings that appear during the Yemei Ziva. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmiel Li HaShmaitza. Rav Yosef says, well, I never heard that. Rashi points out that Rav Yosef had been a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, who in turn was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yosef was part of the tradition of Torah Shebal Peh, and he from time to time heard things in the name of Shmuel, which would be his Rebbe's Rebbe, his teacher's teacher, and then he would say, I never heard it. Well, there's a little piece of information we didn't tell you, and that is that Rav Yosef unfortunately took ill at a certain point in his life, and that illness resulted in a total memory loss. And when that happened, and he continued learning, his student, Abaye, would recount to his Rebbe, well, what you're saying, you never heard. In fact, you taught us earlier. You taught it to us. And he would then help Rav Yosef recount, or he would review or reteach Rav Yosef that which Rav Yosef himself had once, in fact, known. So we have here an example of that, Rav Yosef saying, I never heard that, this point that Eini Shokavaz Alvesis B'Sochi Mezivasa. Omar Le Abaye. Abaye responds, we have a long point marking. You'll notice the nun that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text and a descending vertical dashed line. Abaye says, At Amris Nihalon, you taught this unto us, Ve'aho Amrislon, and regarding the following, you taught it to us. The Tanaic source says, Hoyse Lemuda, Liosroya, Yoim Tezvov, a woman was accustomed to seeing blood every 15 days. Vishinsa Loyoim Chof. And there was once it happened that she skipped the 15th day and saw rather on the 20th day. Ze Vize Asurin Lishamesh. both of these dates will be forbidden for her to have relations with her husband. That means that the next day 15 that arrives, which was the time that she had actually expected to see. So when the next day 15 comes by, she is forbidden to be with her husband because of the, as we said, that's the fixed time, that's the veses. And the next day 20 that arrives, also being that she saw once on day 20, she will also be forbidden. Shinso pa'amayim liyoim chof ze veze asurin. If she day 15 came and went and she didn't see, but she saw on day 20, in other words, this skip happened a second time, both of those days are going to remain osir. The Amris Lon Allah, and regarding that, you taught us, this is Abaye saying to Rav Yosef, you taught us, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, you quoted your Rebbe Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Lo Yishanu Elo Tesvav L'Tavi L'Son. These dates, when we spoke of she was accustomed to seeing every 15 days, what did that mean? 15 days what? 15 days from her mikveh immersion. That means that every time she would enter the mikveh after having been a nidah, she would then have a blood sighting. Shehein chof beis l'ri'iyasa. In effect, she was a woman that had a recurring sighting every 22 days. Let's go over this point once again. We're describing a woman that when she would become a nidah, she would become tamea for 7 days. And then, at the end of the 7 days, she would go to mikveh, which would make her tahora. And then 15 days after that, she would have another blood sighting. Well, 15 days after the mikveh immersion is in effect 15 plus the 7 previous nidah days, would mean every 22 days from her initial nidah sighting, she would have a new sighting. The Hassam, in that example of this recurring sighting, Dasam Bimei Nidasa Koi. When you speak about a recurring sighting every 22 days, she left her Yemei Ziva. Her Yemei Ziva lasts only for 11 days after the nidah days. In other words, starting from the nidah sighting till the end of the Ziva days, that's only 18 days. When those 18 days finish, any new blood sighting comes out or establishes a new nidah cycle. So she is in effect establishing a pattern of blood sightings by establishing through sightings during nidah days. Avol tesvav l'riyasa dibimei zivasa koi lo kava. If, however, she would have a sighting every 15 days from her initial sighting, that would not help to establish a pattern, because the first sighting makes her into a nidah. The next sighting comes out during her Yemei Ziva, and a sighting during Yemei Ziva does not help to establish a pattern. Well, that's the point that Shmuel made in explaining the opening line of our Mishnah, that every time the 11 days come up, if there's a recurrent blood sighting during the Yemei Ziva, a Vesis is not established. And that's what it meant. She's Becheskes Tahara. Omar Rav Papa, Amrisa Lishmaitza Kamei de Rav Yehuda Midiskarta. So I said over this particular teaching to Rav Yehuda from Diskarta, Mikba lo kova, granted, she does not establish a cycle of Vesis based on Ziva day sightings. Rashi, the second line from the bottom, Mikva lo kova, besoch yamei Ziva, the Tiboy, when we speak about a Vesis being established, if a woman has an established Vesis, in order to undo that established pattern, you would have to have it skipped three times. So when we speak about a vessel is not established, so in order to undo it, I don't need the tiboy gimel zimni l'me'akre, that I should require three skippings to undo it. The b'chada zimna hu da'okala, with one missing of that particular day, it would be undone. The yoshva v'lobot ketora, and if she would not check herself out, she would remain tahora. Now that is that's a fact, meaning that if you say that you don't establish a vesis during the Yemei Ziva, so if some type of recurring pattern does happen, so she doesn't need to have three times it passing for her to undo it. Mechash mahu de nechush law. The Rashi explains, Mechushmal de Nechushla, im hoisi regila mitesvav letesvav. Let's say we have a woman that every 15 days from a sighting should have a new sighting. Behainu toch yamei zov. That second sighting comes out during her yamei zov. Mi bayo le mechash, velo tishamish liyom tesvav, koidem riyo, shemo tir'e. What about 15 days after that? Does she have to restrain herself from intimacy on the grounds that she might see blood on that day? Does she have to be choshish? Does she have to entertain the possibility of another blood sighting? So that was the question posed to Rav Yehuda. Ishtik v'lomerle v'lomidi. He remained quiet and didn't answer. He didn't have a prepared response. Omar Rav Papa, Nechsi Anan. Now, Rav Papa says, well, let us look into it on our own. So we have a long answer marking. You can see the tuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line, and this answer takes us down a number of lines of Amud Beis as well. So Rav Papa quotes a Tanaic source, this source we saw just above, Hoise Lemuda Liois Roya Lioim Tesvav, a woman who was accustomed to seeing on day 15, the Shinsa Lioim Chof, and she changed to day 20. Ze Veze Asurin. Both days become Asur. Both times those next dates appear, they will be Asur. The Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Elo Tesvav Litvilasa Shehen Chof Beis Liriyasa. Shmuel taught, and this we also saw earlier, we're now at the top of Amud Beis, where Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel mentioned that the 15 number figured in this Tanaic source of a woman who was regular in seeing every 15 days, it means 15 days litvilasa, 15 days after her mikveh immersion, shehein chaf beis liriyasa, that are in effect, she was seeing 22 days from her initial sighting. V'shinsa liyoim chaf zayin. And it happened once that she didn't see on the 15th day since her tvila, which is 22 since her riyah, but rather she skipped that date and the blood did appear on the 27th day since her initial sighting. The chihadri v'osu esrin v'tarti, when the next day 22 comes about, kaimola besoich yemei zivasa, it will come out to be within the Yemei Ziva of that day 27 sighting. So that if you go over this calculation, she had been a regular in seeing every 22 days from her initial sighting. She then skipped once and saw on the 27th day since an original sighting. We are taught that when the next day 22 comes about, which in effect is only 17 days since her previous sighting, which was on that day 27. So we have a woman now on the next day 22, and we are told the Kotoni Zevez Asurin, Now, that next day 22 was, as we just said, was only 17 days since her previous sighting, that day 27 sighting. And the source says that both days are usur. Alma, the Chayshinon law. So we see that we are Choshesh for a recurrent sighting during a what would be Yemei Ziva. Because Sovar Rav Papa, Esrin Vitartin, me Esrin Vitartin Moninon, and Rav Papa is, in giving us this approach, is of the opinion that the need for watching every 22 days is a reference to 22 days since the previous day 22. And that gave us this last conclusion that the subsequent day 22 was really only 17 days from that day 27 sighting that she had. What else does Rav Papa hold? Nida upischa me'esrin v'zayin moninon. The Nida upischa is the beginning of a Nida calculation would be counted from that day 27. If we take a look at the Rashi, Rashi at the first narrow line, the Katani Asura, the Chihadar Asu Chaf Beis, the Cheshbon Yom Shahois Ru'u Yalirois Boy, Kishidilgaba. When that next day 22 comes about, she is really within the Yemei Ziva of her previous actual sighting. That was that day 27 that Rashi explained earlier. The Kosovra Papa, Yoim Esrin Vitartin, the Asrino Nalo, the Rav Papa is of the opinion that the day 22 that we forbid her to have intimacy is Miyoim Esrim Vishtayim Moninon. We are counting it from the previous day 22 that she thought she would see. Klomar Lav Chof Beis Ria Diluga Shoy B'Chav Zayin. When we speak about the next 22 days, we're not talking about 22 days since the actual sighting that was a result of her skipping her missing that day 22 and the sighting that took place on day 27. Elo Chof Beis Miyom Shoy Seruuya Lir Ois Limuda. The source is telling us she has to restrain herself from intimacy on the next day 22, the day that she would have seen had her cycle not skipped those 5 days. Umidakorilu Rav Papa Yemei Ziva, from the fact that Rav Papa refers to them as Yemei Ziva, he said this on the fourth line from the top of our Gemara. He says, "Kaimalok b'soif yemei zivasa." So he's calling that yemei ziva. Because savar, you see that Rav Papa also holds nida upischa. What does that mean? Yemei nidusa v'zova me'esrim v'zayin moninon. That the nida ziva cycle he will count from day 27. Dahainu miyom riyas diluga. That's from the sighting that happened as a result of the skip. Umiyom riyas chav zayin ad hashto. And from that day 27 sighting until now, lo havu elo yud zayin. It is only 17 days. Only 17 days have lapsed. Di liyoim shru yoliros kishadilga moninon yemei nidus vizov. If it were so that we count the 22 only, we count from the day that she should have seen. If it were so that we count her yemei nidus and zov from the day she should have seen, then lo havakori lahu, he wouldn't have referred to them as yemei zova. Taha cholfu lahu chaf beis mehau yoma. 22 days have already lapsed. That means 22 days have lapsed already from that day she should have seen. So by calling day 27 and the chashash, or the prohibition of having tashmish, only 22 days from the potential day, we see that he is viewing day 27 as the beginning of her new nida cycle. We turn back to the Gemara. Amar lei Rav Huna brei Rav Yeshua l'Rav Papa. Mimai, Rav Huna asks Rav Papa, how are you so sure regarding your conclusion? Dilma esrin v'tartin, nami me esrin v'zayin moninan. Maybe when we speak about the need to be choshesh, to worry about a recurrent sighting, and we say the next time 22 arrives, she has to worry, that really is accounting from the day 27 that she had her actual sighting. The chihadri v'asu esrin v'tartin, when that next day 22 comes about, kaimo lo b'soch yemei nidusa. She, in fact, is out of the yemei ziva. It's 22 days since her last sighting. That's what we would call her Yemei Nidus. V'hochi nami mistabra. And this kind of calculation is more likely. In other words, when we speak about anticipating something coming or recurring, you would anticipate something based on the last actual experience and not based on a potential. D'i lo teima hochi, if you don't say like this, then you'll find something absurd or at least difficult to understand. And the Gemara features an analogy to illustrate this point of how one anticipates future events. Does he look back at what the potential should have been, or do you emphasize the actual events that have taken place? And the following example is used, featuring a chicken and its pattern of laying eggs. Hai tarnagolta deramya yoima vikovsha yoima viramya yoma vikovsha yoima. A chicken that in general lays eggs on alternating days. Day one, yes. Day two, no. So like on Sunday, yes. Monday, no. Tuesday, yes. Wednesday, no. However, our chicken here, v'kofsha treyoymi, in our chicken that was usually laid, as we said, on alternating days, this one, on one occasion, it skipped Wednesday and Thursday. And then, v'ram yochad yoma, and then laid again an egg on a Friday. Ki hajra nokta. The next, but Kihadra Nokta means when it goes back to its regular schedule. How would you expect the chicken to behave? How would you describe the continuation of this chicken's behavior? Kidilekame Nokta or Kidimeikora Nokta? Would you say that after that, what we described the Friday where it laid an egg, would you say that the next day would be based on its original, meikar means original, its original pattern, its original expected pattern, or based on its most recent event? Namely, if you were to say that we're going to base ourselves on its original pattern, then it would come out as follows, that the original pattern was Sunday, yes, Monday, no. Tuesday, yes, Wednesday, no. Thursday, well, it should have laid. Friday would have been a non-laying day. And Shabbos or Saturday, yes, a laying day. So that was what the original Me'ikara pattern was. So that in the case of our chicken, would you say that after it in fact laid on a Friday, since the original pattern had Saturday as an egg laying day, that yes, that tomorrow it will lay an egg again? Or do you say kibilikame nokta, meaning that its original pattern was on alternating days, that when it laid an egg, the next day it would not lay an egg? So the Gemara says al korcho kibilikame nokta. It goes without saying that the chicken behavior would follow its most recent actual pattern and not what it potentially should have done. That being said, same thing with our woman. When we say that you're choshesh for every 22 days, you're not to be choshesh from the 22 days since the potential sighting that she should have experienced, but rather 22 days from the day 27 where she actually had a sighting. And if that be the case, then the proof that Rav Papa brought earlier that we are choshesh for a recurrent sighting during based on a Yemei Ziva experience would fall away. Amar Lei Rav Papa. Rav Papa responds to Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua. Elohad Amar Reish Lakish. Isha kivas loveses besoch yeme zivasa, v'ein isha kivas loveses besoch yeme nidusa. Reish Lakish holds that a woman establishes patterns based on sightings that take place during the yeme ziva, and not based on sightings during the yeme nida. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, isha kivas loveses besoch yeme nidusa. And Rabbi Yochanan says that a woman establishes recurring patterns based on sightings during the Yemei Nidus. Heichi Dami. What would be an example of that? Of a woman establishing a pattern during sightings that take place besoch Yemei Nidusa. Lav Kegon, is it not as follows? Dechazoi Reish Yarcha v'chamisha v'yarcha. V'reish Yarcha v'chamisha v'yarcha. A woman had regularly seen on blood on a Reish Yarcha, Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of a month, and 5 days later again a blood sighting, and that day five of the month would be in the middle of her Yemei Nidus. And then again, this would occur again and again. V'hashto chazoi b'chamisha b'yarcha u'b'reish yarcha lo chazoi. And then she sees on a fifth of the month, and did not see on the Rosh Chodesh, on the first of the month. V'ko'omar isha koivas lo veses besoch yemei nidusa. And Rabbi Yochanan said that a woman establishes a fixed pattern based on blood sightings during her yemei nidus. But isn't it so that every fifth of the month was originally established by a sighting on the first of the month? Alma me reish yarcha manina. We see from here that since we're acknowledging that a pattern is established for a sighting of the fifth of the month, that entails our having anticipated the potential sighting, the day that she should have had her sighting but didn't, and yet we use that information to establish a pattern. We glance at the Rashi on the lower part of the page with a little star at the end of the first of those widest lines, four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom in the Rashi, Umidikori Lepam Shlishi. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says regarding that third sighting, meaning the third month where she had a sighting on the fifth of the month, and he calls that Toich Yemei Nida. It's within her Yemei Nida. Alma Lefi Cheshmon Roy Moninon. It is taking into consideration that potential day that it didn't actually take place, but it's being part of the calculation. So that you see that in calculating things, we calculate based on what should have been. Omar Le Loi, Rav Huna says back to Rav Papa, Hochi Omar Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's case is different. And being that that's the case, so once we say that Rabbi Yochanan's case is different, so Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua's original point will stand, showing that Rav Papa's proof that we're choshesh for sightings that had taken place during Yemei Ziva will just fall away. So here is the final explanation as far as Rav Huna is concerned for Rabbi Yochanan's din. Thusly says Rabbi Yochanan, Kegon dechazoi reish yarcha v'reish yarcha v'esrin v'chamisha b'yarcha v'reish yarcha. What Rabbi Yochanan said when he mentioned that a woman establishes a veses toch yemei nidusa, it really means a woman sees every first of the month. So she sees the first of let's say of Cheshvan, the first of Kislev. And then she saw the 25th of Kislev, and then the 1st of Teves. The Amrinon, and we say regarding a woman like that, she establishes a Veses for Rosh Chodesh sightings. Now, how do you explain the sighting on the 25th of the month, namely 5 days before that particular third Rosh Chodesh? The Amrinon, Domi Yisere Hu de Isvasu Ba. The woman had an accumulation, like a type of backup of blood, the chain, and that's why it came out on day 25th, on the 25th of that month, namely 5 days before the third Rosh Chodesh. The chain ki also Ravin v'chol nechus yoma amrua k'Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua. And when Ravin came, and all the seafarers, all the traveling, these are rabbis that used to travel, they all agreed with Rav Huna's approach. Let us now look at the Rashi. You'll see five lines from the bottom. Amalei loy. That's Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, not like you said, oh, hachyam Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, thusly Rabbi Yochanan said his point about Isha kavas lovesis besoch yemei nidusa, kagon de chazya trei zimni bereish yarcha. She had two sightings of over two Rosh Chodeshes. Upam shlishis bechofhei. The third sighting on the 25th of that month, Revias Barosh Chodesh, and a fourth sighting at the beginning of the third month. Davale Hachriyosa Basraisa, she shlishes the Riosha Rosh Chodesh, Besoch Yemeni Dusa Mamish. That last sighting, her fourth sighting, which was on a Rosh Chodesh, was literally in the middle of her Yemei Nidus. That yes, you may do some mamish, as opposed to the example before, where we had Rosh Chodesh and the fifth Rosh Chodesh and the fifth, and then we skip the Rosh Chodesh and then a final fifth. That is that we referred to as Besoch Yemei Nidusa, but that fifth wasn't. That was only a potential Besoch Yemei Nidusa. Here we're saying we don't give credence to potential sightings, but rather we look at things in terms of the actual sighting. And that being in mind, you go back to the example of the woman who had sightings every 22 days, and she skipped once to a day 27. We then counted 22 days from the actual sighting of day 27, and not 22 days from the day 22 that she skipped, which was simply a potential sighting. So with that in mind, as we said before, Rav Huna Rei Rav Shua sort of repels the attempt that Rav Papa suggested in analyzing the original question of Mikvah lo kova mechashmal de nechushla. Not necessarily. That concludes the fourth perek of Maseches Nida, and with that we conclude our shiur for today.